Introducing the Soul to Soul Sit Down with the Lady Songbird Jinda. Join the Lady Songbird for uplifting discussions about her personal experiences in the music industry. She will be chatting with fellow artists, sharing inspirational stories, and exploring practical resources to help navigate creative journeys. Coming soon, 30 Minute Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Facebook Live.
That's right. Hey, welcome everyone. It's time for Soul to Soul. Sit down with the Lady Songbird Jinda Harris, coming to you each and every Thursday.
Hello. Hello.
Hey,
listen. How you doing, William?
Hey, Jinda, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hold on a second. Let's see.
Okay.
Having an issue here.
Okay. All right.
All right. But I am here.
Okay. And I see Mr. Howard Harris there. Okay.
Yeah, my husband. We're going to have to do it. Look, this has been really, really, really crazy. So, Latrice Therese may not be able to chime in today. She's having some technical issues trying to get on StreamYard, which is, you know, happens. And, but this is me and my husband's 11th year wedding anniversary today.
Wow. Today?
Oh, yes.
Oh, congratulations, congratulations. Wow. This is absolutely incredible. This is incredible. Hey, you guys are a wonderful couple. Just tremendous, tremendous. It's got to be a lot of fun having an artist such as yourself as your wife, Howard. How did you get so lucky, my friend?
Yes, sir. She's the lucky one.
Oh, she's the lucky one.
What?
Howard, can we get, it's been 11, Howard, it's been 11 years, let's get to 12, okay? Leave well enough alone.
Right, right.
I'm going to say, I want to hear this one.
One thing I can say about my husband, he thinks about me before he thinks about himself. And that is a rarity when it comes into in relationships. And I am so, so grateful for him. I'm grateful that the Lord has blessed me with everything that I would want in a human being. And he has so many qualities that my dad had, which is a great thing. He has a lot of qualities. A lot of things women, you know, we should look for in the spouse, you know, when it comes to the goodness. My dad was a good man when he walked this earth, and he knew what I wanted. And he knew if he was alive, and my husband never met my dad, but if my dad was alive, my husband and my dad would probably be thick as thieves because, they're so much alike. And I'm just so grateful for your love. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Wait a minute. This will be an interview about me.
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay. I'm going to grab some popcorn and a drink and listen to this. Okay. Have fun, guys.
So, thank you. So, how is it for you as a husband to an artist? How hard is it for you to be that?
Well, first of all, you have to take it in steps, because not only am I a husband, I'm a manager, I'm a promoter, I'm role manager. I mean, I have so many hats, but to start things out, I am a husband first. And sometimes, especially in the very beginning, it was a little difficult for us to compartmentalize where that fine line is. But at the end of the day, I'm a husband first. So when you see Lady Songbird Jinda and you see us on the road, my thing is not the artist. It's Jinda Harris, my wife. So everything is to a whole new level, another level when it comes to her. My whole thing is protection, getting you on time, and make sure you're taken care of. But it was challenging, you know, because we was newly married and new in the business. But mm-hmm. Now, since we're seasoned now, it's got a lot easier now.
A lot of people don't really know about the struggles and the challenges that we face through this musical journey. One thing we pretty much had was we show up sick or not. One thing, we our faces on that flyer, we're definitely going to be there. Could you explain to people out there some of the challenges that we face during this musical journey?
Oh, we're talking from anywhere from having to chase down the promoters for your money, one promoter locking himself in the car. We're talking about accommodations not being up to stuff. And let me tell you guys, whenever you go on the road, you need to make sure you have enough money to take care of yourself, because anything can happen. You know, if the accommodations are not what you wanted, go get what you need. So have you that kitty, whereas if anything happens, you know, you're stranded, you get a flat tire, anything of that nature, you have money in the kitty to take care of that. This journey has taught me that if it can go wrong, it probably will. So my thing is to be prepared. Don't jump on every card. Every show is not for you. Every ticket is not for you. So make sure you pick accordingly to your genre, to your style, because there's a place for everybody.
That's the truth. One thing that I have learned from you, we've been in a situation, we're never, like they say, ass out. We will never be ass out. You never put us in a situation where we were. So that's one thing that I'm grateful for. And one thing that, key thing that some of the artists coming out, that they need to understand that it's okay. You know, I'm a full-time artist now, but you best believe I'm not ashamed to say I DoorDash on the side. You know what? I'm not going to just stay still, you know, and just wait for opportunity to come. Not, I'm going to grind towards it. But it, a lot of artists have to understand, when you go to different places, you have to make sure you're able to take care of yourself financially, not basing your life off of that show. So, yeah, that is absolutely true in one thing. Now, is it hard to date? Hard to be married to a diva, like you call me?
Is that a trick question? It's our anniversary. I ain't getting in trouble today.
You guys don't get in trouble, though. You ain't gonna get in trouble.
You can miss me with that one.
You have any questions you want to ask me?
Yeah, being married to a debonair Capricorn who knows everything, how does that make you feel?
I have to bite my tongue a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I call you a genius because you do know things, and you always get on me all the time because the first thing that I say is no. And what you tell me? Glass half?
Yeah, my glass is half full. Yeah. Always had for, and I try to portray that in everything we do. I try to show love in everything we do. I try to show that it may look bad, but you got to be grateful for what you have. Just take what you have and run with that. Don't worry about the negative, because it's there, but put it in the back of your mind and let's go get this money.
Mm-hmm. You know, people outside looking in, and you know, I'm interviewing you, but at the same time, I want you to come forth and talk about some things. I want to discuss some things that people might think that it's easy for us because we are a team, and they see things on Facebook that don't understand that this is hard work that comes into Team Songbird LLC. You know, we actually have, we work with a lot of different people. For one, Boss D, he's a very intricate part of Team Songbird LLC. A lot of times people think that it comes easy. This is not an easy thing at all. You actually, it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that come into this, you know. I don't get how people think that it's handed to us. No, we work for everything that we've accomplished and we achieved, and we continue to do it.
This whole game is mentally and physically exhausting. Mm-hmm. Because my thing is on show night, I wear so many hats, so I got to make sure everything from the sound through the door, through getting paid, through taking sound check. So one may say I'm standoffish. It's not that I'm standoffish. I just got so much going through my mind that I don't want to miss everything, because every show is our best show.
Yeah.
So my thing, I'm gonna make sure the sound on point. I'm gonna make sure the artists are taken care of. So a lot of times I don't really have time to talk. It's not that I'm being mean or anything like that. It's just that I have so many hats that I have to make sure everything's done, because at the end of the day, if the show is not a good show, they're going to say, Jenna Harris had a bad show, or Team Songbird had a bad show. But no, that's not the case. Because me, Boss D, even the Waymaker, we all put our 100% in to make sure you do, and the artists have a great, great time, not only on stage, but off stage as well.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to tell to all the listeners out there, when I say it's a lot that goes into this, and my husband wore a media hat, and I'm not just tooting my husband's horn, even though I will do that. I'm going to send and tell everybody that my husband does the sound, he does the booking, he does all the business back work. He also can help in the studio, and he's a songwriter. He does all these different things to make up Team Songbird Agenda LLC so that I don't have to worry about all those things hitting the stage, and my focal point can just be on performing. One thing I can say to female artists that's getting out there, you definitely have to have a tight-knit circle of people that looks out for your best interest and well-being. A lot of times people don't understand that there's going to be times when you don't have that many shows. There's going to be times when you may not have but 10 people in the audience. There's going to be times where it's going to really show who's really down for you. And baby, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, you need that supporting cast. You need to surround yourself with people who put your interests first, because it could become a money game. It could be that I booked the show for $1,500, where I really booked it for $3,000. You know what I'm saying? So now a trust issue becomes. See, the beauty about our relationship with husband and wife, we have one kitty. Mm-hmm. You know, I work 60 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Her money is my money, her money. So that does, for us, trust, for us, money, that doesn't even come in play because we've got the same bank account. But when, when you're dealing with a different entity, whereas you don't know what that person doing. You don't know the total charge. That's where a great support system, which takes years to develop. It's not like you can just say, hey, you can just call me up and say, hey, Howard, I want you to manage me. And my first answer is going to be no. I manage one person. I love one person. And that's my wife. That's all I do. I'm not interested to know no other artists. I mean, I done had them in the past. But my sole role is to get the Lady Songbird as far as I can. And if that's overseas, or if that's Grammys, or if that's whatever it is, that's my sole goal for her.
Mm-hmm. And that, and everybody in our group of people have that same mind frame of goal, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, I know where you're from, but I want everybody to know a little bit of the backstory on Howard Harris and where you came from and your musical family.
Oh yeah, I'm from France. I talk 6 languages. I got a giraffe.
Oh my God! All right, you keep it up.
I'm from Temple, Texas. They call it Trouble Town. We're right between Waco and Killeen, Texas. Oh, man, let me tell you, my mother had 6 brothers and sisters, and they was all musical. My Uncle Truman had a 45. My Uncle George had a chance to sing with the OJs. My mother led the choir. When I was, I want to say 5, 6, or 7, I was in a gospel group. It was called the Gospel Angels. Mm-hmm. And it was 5 of us was the core, but my mother used to get the whole neighborhood kids. And we'll go from city to city and sing gospel. Since I've been married, I've taken many, many courses to understand sound, to understand the music business, so that when I walk into any situation, I can feel like I'm educated enough to represent the Lady Songbird Agenda. But my thing is this, I know I can only go so far, so I'm always listening, always trying to learn more. If there's someone out there that can take us even further, hey, my ears are wide open. You know, we're taking this thing to a more professional level. You know, we hired us a PR firm. We're hiring more booking agents. We're doing what we need to do because the buzz right now is hot. You know, and going overseas, we can't wait.
Yeah.
You can't wait.
You know, and you know, I'm so grateful for all the things. You know, one thing, key thing that we don't do is burn bridges. If the bridge is burnt, it's not something that we've done. You best believe that. Going overseas is just a major, it's a dream come true for me. And that's one of the things I can't wait. September can't come soon enough. You know, with South Africa. And I want to shout out to Denise Brooks. That has been an amazing, blessing to you and I. I'll get more give more information as, you know, time comes to, but September is the get up and go time for us.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
About a week, I'm going to be, co-hosting this show you might know about, Studio W. Yeah. Buzz.
Yes.
And my whole thing is to bring terror.
Oh,
I'm bringing terror. I'm coming after him. If you listening, I'm coming after you. So okay, back. I'm back again. Sometime I go off stud, but yeah, I'm coming after you, William. But yeah.
One thing I can say about you, babe, you keep me laughing, and this is not a joke. This is not something that we make up. This is something that we laugh at each other all day long, and it took me forever to be able to laugh at myself. When we first met, I didn't laugh at myself, but being married to you for these 11 years, I can definitely wake up and go to bed laughing. My husband is a natural when it comes to this movies, skits. He's his alter ego is Cali Cal, you know, and you will be able to see him on this podcast coming up real soon with William on Studio Buzz. So you'll definitely be able to see that.
What does Triple H stand for?
Triple H. Handsome Howard Harris.
No. It's hostile. Howard Harris. I'm hostile.
Hostile Howard Harris? What about hilarious Howard Harris?
I ain't trying to be funny. I'm trying to terrorize him. I'm trying to terrorize William when I get there. Mad Mike wants me to take this place. Yeah. I'm terrorizing him.
Bring it on, Howard.
William,
bring it, Howard. I can't wait.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I have so much to be grateful for. I am so honored and I'm so grateful for my husband out here. This journey has been absolutely amazing. We have 9 beautiful children. We have we're a blended family. We have 14 grandkids. We have a lot to be grateful for. I just know the sky is definitely and beyond for us. I see so much greatness, you know, as far as our careers are, it's just going to be so amazing with just looking back on the times that we just like, what did we do? Just like with this move, you know, moving from Texas and then moving up to Augusta, and you know, and we've been in Fayetteville. We're having a lot of firsts together. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for that, love.
And happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
I truly, from the depths of my soul, love you. Okay.
Oh, don't make me cry over here.
Okay. You was a heaven sent. God knew exactly what I needed when we got together. So continue many blessings for you. I share the same passion as you. And may God continue to order our steps, because everything we done did so far has been ordained by God. And it's only getting greater and greater and greater. In the word of William, gooder, gooder, and gooder.
I see you listen. I see you listen. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. William, are you on here?
Yeah, I'm listening.
For y'all just tuning in, for the 30-Minute Thursday, Soul to Soul Sit Down, I'm interviewing my husband. This was pretty much impromptu, but that just goes to show how much my husband supports me. He just walked in from work, and he came to support his wife. Latrice Latrice wasn't able to log on. She has some technical issues. She's not able to make it, but we're going to try to get her on another show, episode in the upcoming time. But I do want to let you all know that my husband is also an actor.
Oh, I believe that.
MC, a sound engineer, a singer. He can sing. He plays around, but my husband is singing. He says only one star could be in the family, so he doesn't choose to do it. Baby, could you tell everybody? No, let me recap that. Everybody knows that you're my husband. Who are some of your favorite artists out there?
Oh man, I'm a throwback from the late '80s, early '90s. You know, mm-hmm. I like Basic Black. I like New Edition. I like, you know, Jodeci, Mint Condition, Ready for the World. Oh man, I'm a lover. I love all of them. R. Kelly. I mean, you name them. You know, I even like I Want to Play with Your Body, Body, Baby, but Your Baby, Daddy, I like Orlando Brown too. I like the old school because that's when it was truly singing. That's when you can sit there and hit play and record over the radio, and make yourself a mixtape. That's the area I come from. And I also had an A-Tap when I had the OJs, the Temptations. I thought I was going to be a Manhattan at first because I love Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye. That was my jam. So my thing, I just love music. And then when we got together, like I said, this was all ordained. I married a singer, and that's what's one of my passions is music. But I think I sing more around the house than she do.
You do. I was just about to say that you sing all the time. And that's just one thing that I know for certain you definitely do.
But yeah. My thing, I can sing to any subject. So if I see something that I or you say something, I'm singing back and announcing.
Baby,
I love music, huh?
Yeah, that is the truth. Because if I say the sky is blue outside, you have something to say about the sky.
Yeah, and I'm a rapper too. My baby called me, I'm the king of four bars. That's far as I can go.
So.
One quick shout out.
We do have
one of my sons' name is, he go by Trey.
Trey.
Mm-hmm. And he just shared one of his tapes. He wanted to be an artist as well. Yes. And when I tell you, I was super impressed. I'm so impressed with it. I wanted to pass his music on so it can be heard. And it's rap, but it's good. It's
positive. Like, very positive.
It's like the Will Smith type of rap, you know, no cursing, but it's heartfelt. He got it from me. And David, you can tell Corinne quit laughing at me because she know Miss don't give up no photos. Hey, Miss Collection, that's her name. David, Corinne's name is Miss Collection because she got a collection of all our videos and pictures and won't give it out.
Yes, she does. So going forward, okay. So you know, going forward, where do you see us in the next 10 years doing this music?
I see us at the top. You know, I can see us touring maybe 11 out of 12 months. I see us in our grandchildren lives. I just see us living our best life because we're at the age now, at the golden age, we're both in our 50s. You know what I'm saying? We got a few more years. So my thing is, I wouldn't mind having a travel trailer. And let's go from city to city. Let's live on the land. You know, my thing is, the sky is the limit for you, Miss Harris. It's up to you to believe in yourself and go get it.
Yeah.
So it's all in your head. If you want to go get it.
So when you first met me and you heard me sing for the very first time, what did you think?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby. What's the WB Frog?
The WB Frog.
No, seriously. No, when the first it blew my mind, actually. You know, I'm like, whoa. Now, I come from a singing family. I'm like, she done killed everybody in my family. But my thing is, once you start winning karaoke contests, it got to a point where no more. We got to do this thing full term because, Jinder, you set yourself apart from a lot of singers because you are very, very talented. God gave you a gift, and he gave us all gifts, but your gift resonates. So when you hit a note, I feel it in my soul, and I still feel it in my soul after 12 years of hearing you sing. I still get the proud moment. I still feel like it was just yesterday when you sung for me for the first time.
Oh, baby.
They have allergies.
Yeah, something in your eye, huh, Howard? You got something in your eye, Howard?
Hey, WB, be cool. Be cool.
Y'all are hilarious, okay?
Hey, hold on one second. WB, come on your live. Come on up on the picture.
All right.
I want everybody to see you too. Come on up.
Where's the people?
Women.
Oh.
Yeah, I got him. Come on up. You scared?
I
already got him scared, baby.
No. I didn't want to interview. I didn't want to interrupt your interview. Jinder was doing.
Jinder, Jinder
was doing a great job. That's right. Jinder's doing a great job.
He's scared.
Scared.
All right. Look at him. He's still black, baby.
Are you?
You ain't got no picture up there.
You cock-eyed.
Where you at, though, B?
I'm right here.
Is midnight where you at? Is it midnight?
Yeah, that's where it is. I'm overseas. Now, Jenna was doing.
I appreciate you.
Jenna was doing a great job interviewing you. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time to interview me because you know you can interview anybody in this world. You chose to interview your husband on the day that we share. And I love you. I love you. Even though the station and the person you associate with on the other side of you, not good. He's retarded, baby.
Howard.
He gets
I think you need to be quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I want to tell you that we have so many more years, so many more happy times, so many more tears of joy to experience together. And with you by my side, we're going to get there, baby.
Can I come out the bathroom now?
You can come out the bathroom now, love.
Good Lord.
You never come out the bathroom.
All right, let him out. Had him locked in the bathroom. Isn't that something?
Locked in the bathroom.
Exactly where he belonged.
Now.
I want to tell people out there listening, what are some of the things that you would tell in closing? Somebody that's trying to get out, trying to think of. I'll turn it down. You might
need to
go back.
Oh, no, you still bossing me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was winning.
So, in closing, what would you like to tell, a final remark on what you would like to tell someone getting out there for the very first time, like I did when we first got together?
Take your time. Mm-hmm. Don't trust everyone. Find somebody that believes in you, believes with you, and bring them with you. You know, I was saying this, we're going to always reach back and bring somebody with us. You always got to pay it forward. Pay it forward. Stay humble. And the sky's the limit.
You heard it. People out there wondering, always wondering how the Harrises do it, why we do it, and why we love to do it. You see, the reason why this man right here, he is an intricate part of my life. And we're on the same page when it comes to it. And he believes in me more than I believe in myself sometimes. And that is a beautiful thing. And always remember, if you follow someone, if you see someone trying on the grind and you support them, and you're an artist as well, it doesn't hurt to support another artist. It doesn't hurt for you to buy a ticket, purchase a ticket, purchase, download music. I promise you, it will not steal your own shine, okay? Iron sharpens iron. We work better together. Y'all have a blessed week. And we'll see you next Thursday with another special guest. And I have them coming out the woodwork. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Studio W Buzz, Facebook Live, and Soul to Soul Sit Down. See you next time.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. You, Jinda, that other guy, I don't know about him. And I'll talk to him later on. Stay tuned tonight for, let's see, who's the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, and Howard will be on next week. Hey, Howard, I would get prepared if I were you. Okay, bro.
You didn't want to come on today. So
introducing the Soul to Soul Sit Down, the Lady Songbird.
Bye, guys.
Join the Lady Songbird for uplifting discussions about her personal experiences in the music industry. She will be chatting with fellow artists, sharing inspirational stories, and exploring practical resources to help navigate creative journeys. Coming soon, 30 Minute Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Facebook Live.